Mishnah Beis, in Perchsim Mishloisha Gizborim, there cannot be less than three treasurers who are in charge of the money of the Beis HaMikdash, in terms of the money coming in from people designating things to the Beis HaMikdash, in terms of redeeming things onto money. Keeping track of all of that were at least three people, Mishiva Amar Kolin, and there had to be at least seven people who were Amar Kolin, which comes from the word Mar Al Hakol, which means master over everything. These were people who were above the treasurers, and they held the keys to where the money was kept, and only if all seven of them were there, with all seven of the keys, could the money be accessed. These are just precautions to make sure that no dishonesty takes place in terms of the money, and for the same reason, Ve'in Osin Sarora Ala Tzibra B'Mamayin, Pachim Shinayin, there can never be a matter of leadership over the public when it comes to money with less than two people, meaning there can never be one person who is in charge of public money. But always has to be at least two people, anything which has to do with public money, there always have to be at least two people who hold that position together. And again, this is also a precaution to avoid dishonesty and suspicion. It also gives more honor to the public if there are two people who are in charge of the public money. Except for Ben Achia, who was in charge of the stomach aches of the Kohanim, he held that position alone, even though he would spend some hektish money on whatever medicines and herbs he needed to cure the Kohanim's stomach aches. The Elozar Shal HaPareichos, as well as Elozar, who was in charge of the curtains. So again, he would also have to spend some of the money on new curtains. So these two people held their positions alone, She'osen Kibbur V'Tzibur Aleihem, because most of the public had accepted upon themselves these people, and they were pleased with them, and so it wasn't a problem that they were alone. But for all other positions which involve the public money or the Beis HaMikdash's money, there would need to be at least two people who jointly share that position. Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned in the first Mishnah that Yochanan ben Pinchas was appointed over the chesomos, the pieces of paper which were used when one bought nesachim. One would pay him the money for the oil, for the wine, for the flour, and then he'd receive a piece of paper with something written on it, and he would give that to Achia, who was appointed over the nesachim themselves, and he would receive in return for that whatever oil, flour, or wine he needed. So the following Mishnah and the Mishnah after that will explain how exactly one would go about buying the nesachim. Arbach Yisom Soba Mikdosh. There are four types of paper with something written on it in the Beit HaMikdash concerning the nesachim, v'chos v'alehen, and written on these small pieces of paper. So one of them was egel. One type of piece of paper which he could receive was one which was written on it egel. A calf. Number two, zochar. An adult male sheep. Gedi. A young sheep or goat. And chote, which literally means somebody who sins. And this refers to a metzora, somebody who has tzara'as, which comes as a result of sinning. And Ben Azai says, chamisha hoyu, there are actually five different types of chesomos. Baromis kos valehen, and it was written in Aramaic, because that was the most common language which everybody knew in those days. So what were the five? So once again, egel, calf, zochar, an adult male sheep, gedi, a young sheep or goat. And then instead of having a fourth one, which was chote for a metzora, there were two different types. There was chote dal, a poor metzora, v'chote osher, and a wealthy metzora. Because the karbonis which a poor metzora and a wealthy metzora bring are different, which means that the amount of oil and wine and flour which they need to bring is also different, and therefore it's not enough to have just one chisom for a metzora, there needs to be two. Now, the opinion of the Tanakhama is that a poor metzora didn't have to have a chisom specific for him, because the nesachim which he had to bring were the same as for a gedi, a young sheep or goat, plus one leg of oil. So he would buy a chisom of a gedi, and then he would also buy, in addition to that, one leg of oil, and there did not have to be a specific chesom for a poor metzora. Says Mishnah, egel, the chesom which was written egel, calf on it, mishamshim niske bakar, that was used for the nesachim which were necessary when bringing cattle as a korban, for example, when bringing a cow, gedolim uktanim, whether the korban was a adult cow or a younger cow, zochar and kavos, whether it was a male one or a female one, the nesachim for a korban which comes from cattle is always the same. Gedi, the chesom which had gedi written on it, mishamishim niske tzoin, that was used for the nesachim which were necessary when bringing a korban of a sheep or a goat. Gedolim uktanim, once again, whether it is a adult sheep or goat or a child one, zochar and kavos, whether male or female, the nesachim were the same. Chutz mishal elim, except for an adult male sheep, because Zohar, the chosim which was written Zohar on it, that Meshamish Miska Eirim Bovad, that was used for the Nesachim bought with male sheep only, and Chote, the chosim which was written Chote on it, Meshamish Miska Eirim Bovad, that was used for the Nesachim which were brought together with the three animals, which were brought as a korban by a Metzera. And as we'll learn the process in the next Mishnah, these different chesamos were necessary, since the nesachim, the amount of oil, the amount of flour, and the amount of wine, which was brought with each korban, was different.